Son of a Brahman is not addressed as a Brahman because his actions are different unless one acts as a Brahmin, he is not accepted as a Brahmin. This is the basic system. Rakshanam. That Rakshanam ko tam varnāhu vajyabham yadī annatra iva vishyata tatte naiva minibhise Rakshanam. Brahmanam, Rakshanam, Kshatriya, Rakshanam. Rakshanam means symptoms. One must act as a Brahman. So, he is accepted as a Brahman. Of course, everyone can claim that his father is like that. But that does not mean he has acquired the father's qualification. That is not And unworthy son may claim that such and such big man is my father. Of course, from social point of view, we sometimes give respect, as it will be seen of Sathama, because he happened to be a great personality, Dronacharya. So, he was excused from capital punishment. Otherwise, or don't decide as a feeling, but because you are a very great man's son, Guru Putra, considering that if he dies, then Guru's wife will be very much unhappy. Drupadi had wife. She was unhappy on account of death of her sons. So they considered Sasava's mother, she is innocent, but on account of the son's death, she would be unhappy. So considering all these points, she was excused from the capital punishment. So, yada asaranam atmanam uitkata. He was running on the back of a horse. But when he saw that Arjuna is coming near, so he has no other alternative protection. Then he thought of the Brahmastra. Brahmastra is the last weapon. Just like it is similar to modern nuclear weapon, Brahmastra, as by releasing nuclear weapon there is radiation. Similarly, we have got this picture that when Ashwatthama released his Brahmastra, there was a big radiation. People were feeling very terrible heat, and then Krishna informed that this heat due to the Ashwatthama's release of Brahmastra. And Arjuna and his wife counteract it. Now they do not know how to counteract these nuclear weapons. Formerly, they knew, I throw one kind of weapon, and if you are a expert, you can counteract it. Now, they have discovered the nuclear weapon, but they have not yet discovered the counteract. Fight means, I throw some expert fighting craft or expediency. The opposite party must also show something better than that. That was fighting. And also in this way, when one party fails, he is killed. And if he is killed, then what stops? Come on, one. This was the system Dr. Sama was thinking of, says Brahmastra. Astram Brahma Siddha. Mehe Atma Pranam Vidhagmaja. Hopeless. So far, of course, I know that this nuclear weapon was already discovered by the German people, and Hitler, it is said that he did not use it because he knew it, that if I throw this nuclear weapon, a devastation. So, from this point, it can be considered that he has some human consideration. So, he advertised very advancedly, but if it is a true fact, then how he could have this human consideration that he did not throw the nuclear weapon, it was taken by the Americans, and it was thrown in Japan. That is the history so far as known. So anyway, as we have got experience, the nuclear weapon is very, very dangerous. Similarly, the Brahmastra is also very, very dangerous. Another weapon they knew is R. Sabdabhedi means if I throw some arrow, it will go to my enemy wherever he is. A little sound of the enemy will attract the person and it is sure to kill my enemy. Sabdabhedi. There are many instances in Ramayana, Mahabharata. So, such mantra, a mantra, very subtle. This, at the present moment, this warfare is carried on gross weapons, but finer than that, there is mantra war. By mantras, the warfare can go on. So, this warfare is mantra. That is, it's like Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabha Paramana. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that the Indriyani, so far our body is concerned, the Indriya, the senses are from it. But more important than the senses, above the senses, is the mind. Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabha Paramana. So, as we have discovered so many weapons, that is gross, to be handled by senses. Even this nuclear weapon, it is handled by the scientist. But it is not by mantra. That science is still to be discovered by the modern science. How to, for this time, this mantra, snake charming mantra is still there. You are dealing the snake poison with some counter medicine. This is one kind of treatment. But there is another kind of treatment that is called mantra, by chanting mantra, or by herbs, you can counteract snake bites. It's still there in India. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says that mantra sadivata sarpa. Sarpa means snake. It can be brought under control by mantra and herbs. Still, in our Mayapur, some Maharajans, they know how to use this herbs and mantra for treating snake bites. In Mayapur, there are many snakes, and occasionally snake bite cases are there. But they treat it. And mantra has got power, it has been seen by many medical men in Lucknow, that there is a long story. So mantra is power. This is madness. Now you can imagine how spiritual mantra is power. Even in madness, for the mantras, this is very subtle thing. And how much? Because Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabha Paramana, Manasastu Parohuddhi, Buddhi Sula Param. So, gross understanding, the senses, the body, direct sense perception, this is gross. I see you, you see me. I touch you, touch me. I say something, this is broth. Above this broth, there is mental platform. The mantra is also on the mental, little above, intelligence. And above that, there is spiritual self. This is on the material platform, mental platform. The mantra can act so, so wonderfully. How much spiritually the mantra can benefit you? You have to simply imagine. So this Hare Krishna mantra is completely spiritual. If you chant spiritually, in Latin, then surely it will act. Paranga Vijayate Sri Krishna Sakti. It will act. Therefore, chanting is so important. Chanting is not. Rasamdas Thakur said, this sound vibration is not this material sound. Krishna is not material sound. It is Krishna, spiritual. Abhinavyas, Namana. There is no difference between Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His holy name, Krishna. There is no difference. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigraha, Purna Sutta Nitta Mukta, Abhinavyas, Namana. As Krishna is Purna, perfect, complete, Sudha, without any material contamination. Purna Sutta, Nitta, Hidana, Purna Sutta, Nitta, Mukta. Mukta means not of this material one. Mukti means anything which does not belong to in this material. That is called Mukti. So, the holy name, chanting of holy name, deeply, happily, properly, without any offense, then we are directly in connection with Krishna. There is no doubt. Purna Sutta Nitta Mukta. Abhinavya Ravana. And Narasimha Thakur therefore said that this holy name of Krishna is imported from Goloka. It is not material sound. Golokera prema tana harinama sankita. It is not ordinary sound. Don't take it as ordinary. Sabda samana buddhi parinami. That is not a good. Just like to consider the deity as made of stone. Asya Vishnu Siladhi, Guru Suramati, to consider Guru as ordinary human being. Similarly, to think sabda samana buddhi, the holy name of the Lord as ordinary sound. That is not a, it is not considered by spiritually enlightened persons, but those who are rotting in hellish conditions, for them these are the considered sound. Patthar pushke harin jile. They think that they are worshipping patthar. The Jatka says, Patthar Pushke Hari Mile, Ramaya Pushke Paha. The thing, see, Sanjay Rastar is thinking that the deity is Patthar or stone. But it's not like that. It requires good brain to understand how Krishna can appear in a form which can be seen by us. How Krishna can appear in a form of sound which we can hear. It is for our benefit. Not that it is material. Therefore, Narasimhadas Thakur says, Golokera Premodhana Harinama Sam. Vrindavan Sankirtan is not ordinary sound. Don't treat it as ordinary sound. It is the vibrant light which by radio can send a message from Europe, it may come to India. That is what such powerful music. And you can draw very close. But that is not the sound. The Guru Kero Premotana, Parinamotana. Rotina Jandamila Kanata. So don't think that this Parinam Sankirtan is ordinary vibration of this material world. Never think so. You should immediately see that the Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, is Krishna and Radha. Hara and Krishna. Radha Krishna, or Sita, or Lakshmi Nara, any form of the Lord, Vishnu. The Hare Krishna means the Supreme Lord and His spiritual potential. We address Hare, the energy, spiritual energy of the Lord. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Hare Rama. The same thing, Parabrahma. Rama means Parabrahma, Krishna means Parabrahma. And so what is the meaning of address? He Krishna, He Rama, He Rama, He Swami. And that should be something, why you are asking? And just then give me in your fashion. That is taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, in the neophyte state, they can pray like that. But that is not, Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. Pure devotion means to pray to the Lord, begging samsaris, my Lord, kindly engage me in your service. And that is the perfection of life. When one is engaged in the service of the Lord, in love, you can become a very great saint and live in a secluded place and become puffed up that you have become very great personality. And people may come to see that he is not to be seen, he is engaged in chanting. So my Guru Maharaj has not done this. He says, Mantra means Kishara Vaishnava. By their mind, your mental compassion, you are thinking that you have become a very big Vaishnava. You do not do anything and sit down in a secluded place and imitating Vrindavan Thakur, chanting. So you are a Lord. Mantani Kishara Vaishnava. Why? The Nijjanara Bharas Pratishthara Bharas. To give some cheap adoration is a great task. Because if one is actually chanting, why he should be attracted by woman and bee? If he is actually in such position that Vrindavan Thakur, then why should we be attracted by material things? That is a false soul. That is not possible for ordinary person. That ordinary person must be physically engaged. That is not physical, that is also transcendental. Always busy. in some business of the Sangha. That is what. Not that I have become a great scholar, I have now learned how to become a great Vaishnava, and I chant 64 hours. And think of my wife somewhere, and then goodbye to Govinda ji and leave Vrindavan. These rascals do not follow. Maharaj Govinda ji drives such rascals away from Vrindavan. So, Vrindavan, one who is living in Vrindavan, he must very anxious how to spread the glories of Vrindavan Chandra all over the world. That is one. Not that Vrindavan Chandra is my private property and I sit down in a place and lick up. No, that is not one. That is condemned by my Guru Maharaj. Among to me, he said, what kind of Vaishnava? That's the only one. Nijjanara dharai pratishthara dharai. Simply for cheap adoration, you are living in a secluded place. Tava harinam keval kushtam. Your chanting a so-called Hare Krishna mantra is simply cheating. Here, sir. One must be ready, very vigorously. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's also order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said that you chant. He has given, certainly, the chanting. But so far, his mission is concerned. He says that every one of you become guru. Amar abhaya guru harita, saradhyas. Believers, please, let people understand what is Krishna. Amar abhaya guru harita, saradhyas. Jare dasu tare kaho Krishna bodhe. Prithivide asirato nagara. That is his mission. It is not that become a big bush now and sit down and engage. This is all that well done. So don't follow this thing. So at least we cannot advise you in that way. We have learned from our Guru Maharaj that preaching is very, very important thing. And when one is actually an experienced preacher, then he is able to chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense. Before that, this so-called chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, you may practice without any offense, as giving up all other business to make a show of a big Vaishnava. That is not required. Thank you very much.